Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Macomb County Clerk Karen Spranger took office in January 2017, and there has been nonstop drama surrounding her ever since. The drama hit a new high Tuesday when a judge ordered Spranger to be removed from her post. Taking her place will be Kathy Brower, a longtime Macomb County employee. A judge appointed her temporary acting county clerk today. And earlier today, Spranger's deputy clerk Jackie Ryan had to be forcibly removed from her office after she refused to leave. Longtime Macomb County reporter Chad Selweski is here now. Remind us again, Chad, what were the problems and the drama surrounding Spranger right from the get-go?
Yeah, it was within a few weeks of taking office. It had to do a lot with what she assumed her authority was. She thought that she had complete authority over the clerk's office, could hire and fire anybody she wanted, didn't have to work with the Human Resources Department, didn't have to get her budget approved. And it really spiraled out of control from there. By my count, there were 43 incidents in her 15 months in office that involved lawsuits or challenges fired back and forth between her and County Executive Mark Hackle, and bizarre behavior, all kinds of things. But 43 incidents in 15 months, that's pretty amazing.
Well, you've covered Macomb County for a long time. Has there been anything like this saga that you can recall?
No. I would guess that this is going to go down as the most bizarre period of time ever in Macomb County politics. And I think that there are more than a few attorneys out there that are surprised at this outcome, because there was a certain school of thought that there's no way a judge is going to remove someone from office barring, embezzlement or something along those lines.
But that happened. So why did the judge remove her from her post as county clerk?
Well, he removed her because she claimed that she lived in this little ramshackle house in South Warren when she filed for office. And when you file for office, you're actually signing an affidavit saying that everything above is true. So that's what the county officials hung their head on, is that she lied on this document. And I think there are a few things that they came up with in their investigation that showed that there's no way she was living there. At the top of the list, as far as I could see, was that when they went to investigate her house, they couldn't even get in because there was 5 feet of garbage throughout the whole house. They had to use a bulldozer to punch a hole in the exterior to even gain entry.
Yeah, and I believe there was animals and feces and all kinds of nasty things in there. As you said, they couldn't even get the door open.
Yeah.
So that was the final thing, but there's other stuff percolating. I mean, recent accusations she kicked an employee and some questions about a business trip she took.
Yeah, she still has 3 possible criminal cases that could go her way. Kicking the employee is one. I suppose it would be battery. Taking someone who's not an employee on a county junket to a conference in Washington, D.C. County paid for this person to attend. And then the third would be whether they might try to charge her with perjury for signing that affidavit with the idea that she knew that what she was signing was not accurate.
So that we're not done with that. And then was this surprising to you that there was this morning's drama with Jackie Ryan, her deputy clerk, whom I'm guessing is probably the main backer of Karen Spranger within the clerk's office?
Yeah, Jackie Ryan has been considered kind of an oddball in county politics, so her and Spranger made quite a duo. The comical thing about what happened this morning with her refusing to leave is that just last week at an ethics board meeting involving one of Spranger's many controversies, Jackie Ryan argued over and over again that she is not a county employee. She is an appointee of Karen Spranger, and she works for Karen Spranger. So the idea that she refused to leave when Karen Spranger was no longer county clerk is it's pretty interesting, but it kind of fits the pattern.
So, Chad, what was the county officials' reactions when that order was handed down?
It was absolute relief. There were a lot of people that were just beside themselves trying to figure out how to deal with this woman. And it was something that they were just spending a whole lot of time with in court, at county board meetings. The deputy county executive said, "It feels like 100 pounds off of my shoulders." So I think he kind of speaks for a lot of people when he said that.
Macomb County reporter Chad Selweski, great talking with you, Chad. Thank you.
Thank you.